Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show, folks. Legendary businessman, legendary global leader, Steve Forbes, former presidential candidate, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. Reviving America is one of the last ones. How Capitalism Will Save Us is another one. He's our good friend. Steve, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So, Steve, we continue to live the Chinese curse, right? May you live in interesting times. What do you think?
Two interesting times. And by the way, that was a great piece you posted on Forbes.com. Will government help for small businesses arrive fast enough?
Thank you.
That is the crucial question. It's like breathing. You need the air now, not 3 weeks or 3 months from now.
Right, exactly, and thank you for that. Steve, the point I was just trying to make, what I'm trying to get out to folks is, and this is something I want you to comment on, please. In my long career, I'm usually saying, like you are, government, I don't need your help. I just need you to get out of my way. We are not saying that now. I'm not saying that now. I'm saying to the government, step up and step in. And, Steve, in an unprecedented way for unprecedented times, they're doing that now, and I'm trying to help small business owners realize help is coming. Don't throw in the towel. Don't lose your employees. Don't disconnect from the world. Hang in there, and let's get some of this cash into your business so you can be ready to go when this thing turns around. What do you think?
Well, one of the key things the Federal Reserve did when they announced about a week ago, the so-called Main Street Lending Program, they finally realized the importance of small businesses and trying to get through to the regulators with the banks. You're not going to be gigged if you help a business that was otherwise solvent before the crisis. Get the money out now. And I think that I hope will get through. Obviously, there are problems. Banks are understaffed. But as you say, stick in there. The cash truly is on the way in a way that was not true in 2008, 2009. And you're right about the government. You know, in medicine, sometimes they have medically induced comas to help you recover. Well, we have the economic equivalent of a medically induced coma with the economy. It was no one's fault, and that's why people should try to hang in there, get the assistance that is coming, put up with some of the idiotic bureaucratic paperwork that is inevitably with these things. But truly, the cash is coming.
It's and the response from the government is unprecedented right now, Steve, because when I wrote that piece you alluded to, I wrote it into last week. Well, by Monday morning, the SBA had responded in an unprecedented way. People can go to the SBA.gov website and fill out a form in about 10 minutes to get up to $10,000 in infused cash directly into their bank account, not even going through a bank. It'll go directly as a deposit into their bank account. In my long career, I've never seen anything like that before. Have you?
No. As you pointed out in the article, the SBA usually guarantees loans. It doesn't originate cash into your account. And so that's very important. And most of the money coming to individuals, that part of the package, most of it will come automatically, which is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So in a two or three weeks' time, you'll start to get some relief there to help pay some of those bills. So after a very slow start, Washington really got into gear. And one of the other positive things that's happening is finally a lot of the bureaucratic obstacles to getting and testing medicines have been now cleared with the FDA and the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, their reactions were as if it was just business as usual. We'd have been waiting 5 years. But the message is finally getting through, and things are beginning to happen in a positive way.
Well, one of the ways I've been thinking about this, people have asked me, how's the government doing? I said, well, The way I think of it is the way I thought about myself when I was looking after my parents at the end of their life. I had never done that before. I didn't know the rules. I didn't know how to do some of the stuff. And I just finally said, I've got to make the decision in front of me. If it's not the right decision, I'll learn from it and make the next one better. I think that's what the kind of slack we need to cut our government. We've never had this happen before like this. Nothing is as ugly as this is. I think we need to cut people some slack and give them, if they don't make a good decision the second or third time, that's on them. But the first time, I think we should cut them some slack. What do you think, Steve?
Well, yes, and the key thing is we are learning on the fly, so to speak, and there'll be plenty of time after this crisis passes, which it eventually will,
right,
where we can look back and say, okay, what are the changes that have to be made? The world was largely caught, with a few exceptions, flat-footed on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned, unlike the optimism years ago, that we're going to get rid of all infectious diseases. We learned that's not the case. And
yeah.
So
Steve, I
got to
hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.